Interesting times we live in, folks. Tampering charges.
It's a dirty word.
Tampering Mike, charges tampering. Have been filed against the Texans for the attempted general manager hire of Nick Caserio. Adam Schefter first broke this, and now we're in it. Texans versus Patriots. Doesn't go well on the field. We'll see how it goes off the field.
I gotta tell you, I'm excited about today. You know why? I feel like today is just brimming with unseen potential, unseen like opportunity, unseen everything. We're gonna learn things that we never thought we'd learn about the Patriots, about the Texans. There's so much room for humor here. There's just so much intrigue with this, and I encourage everybody to 713-572-4610 to text in, because there's so many different angles to all of this that it's just turned into what was already a soap opera has turned into a damn miniseries.
Yep.
And this is beautiful. This is a lot of fun. I continue to applaud the Texans for their ballsy approach. Frankly, I don't care if they were tampering. Secondly, I don't care if the Patriots actually do or do not have evidence. I don't give a damn, but I don't think they do. So I feel my gut at this point tells me that the Patriots are just whining and complaining and trying to get compensation because they feel there's an angle there. And they're also probably kind of upset that the Texans got Jack Easterby, and now Nick Caserio is the guy they actually care about.
That's the guy they really want.
Yeah, look, Jack Easterby, for one, I still have my reservations about hiring a character coach from New England. Like, hey, we need a character coach. Who should we get? Get the guy from New England. That's what they're known for.
But in fairness, though, that wasn't his, like, first job. He's been to a bunch of different places before he got to the Patriots.
Right. But that's where he got his real notoriety. It was character. Okay, fine. We'll be fair to Jack Easterby.
No, I'm just saying.
Who may single-handedly be destroying this entire organization. But sure, yeah, we'll be. This is what's bothering me about all of this. If the Texans did or did not tamper with the Patriots, people that are friends with each other have conversations all the time. I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop to find out what evidence the Patriots claim they have. Because a couple of buddies, you know, and Jack Easterby and Nick Caserio having a conversation at the ring ceremony last Thursday night, that's not reason to believe there was tampering.
Well,
there's got to be something more to it, especially when those two share an agent.
Yes.
You want to tamper, it's as simple as, like, let's get on a conference call.
That's a great point about sharing the agent if people didn't know that. So Easterby and Nick Caserio, the director of player personnel for the Patriots, share an agent. One of my first questions, Seth, is, okay.
They share an agent.
Agents,
not
yes.
Not an agent.
So,
it's not that they're not Bob Kraft here. It wasn't like, yeah.
So the Patriots file a tampering charge against the Texans. Let's work through that first.
Okay.
So McClain told us yesterday that Nick Caserio was at Bob Kraft's house at some point earlier this week, getting wooed back to the Patriots. And yet they file a tampering charge yesterday. So the first question
is... John walked that back a little bit. He said that Kraft had been in contact with him.
Okay, well, okay. Whatever. But yeah. Same thing. So if they're trying to recruit Nick Caserio back, why do they file a tampering charge? Doesn't that mean that they feel like they're going to lose Nick Caserio?
Maybe. Or maybe they're getting Nick Caserio back, but they still feel like they might be able to get compensation as punishment for the Texans trying to tamper, just like with whatever happened with the Cardinals and the Astros.
Well,
the Astros got that draft pick, you know, even though just because they'd been invaded, because they'd been tampered with.
So, okay, well, in that case, then, Belichick and O'Brien are never going to speak, right?
I don't think so. I think this is going to be very much like a Mangini situation.
Okay.
I think for Belichick to actually go through the law,
yeah,
like Belichick to he probably feels like he's soiling himself or like getting in, not soiling himself, like pooping his pants, but he probably feels like going through the law, so to speak, going through Goodell, going through the administrative frameworks is probably almost beneath him. And he doesn't like doing it. He wants to be known as this Johnny Cash outlaw type. So for him to actually file a formal complaint to a former student of his, yeah, I don't think these two are going to be on the best terms. I think this is a full-blown divorce of these two.
God, now I wish O'Brien was talking to the media again, because one of my questions would be something along the lines of the relationship between him and Bill Belichick.
I guess
There's no way he'd answer it now.
People sometimes, like in normal life and in business life, people sue each other and remain friends when it's just business. You know, business people say that a lot. They'll stab somebody in the back, and the guy that gets stabbed in the back will be like, "Eh, that's business."
Yep.
And the guy doing the stabbing will be like, "Sorry about your kidneys. This is just business." But football, it feels a little bit different in the tight fraternity that is the NFL.
So if you're just joining us, the Patriots have filed tampering charges Wednesday against the Texans. The league now is expected to gather relevant information to open its investigation against Houston.
Relevant information, you say?
Yes. Well,
They are allowed to request text messages and phones and all of that. The Patriots are well aware of that.
So one of my first questions is, okay, if the Patriots are going this way to file tampering charges, I wonder if it means they're going to lose Nick Sirianni. That's one of my first thoughts.
My gut tells me no.
Okay. Well, in that case, then Bill and Bill are on the outs, and these are two organizations that will, from here on out, like truly despise one another or really dislike one another.
Because are you saying that if Casario is coming here, then at the very least, maybe it is a little bit more congenial, and the Patriots are saying, okay, well, fine, but we're going to try to get something for it. If Casario is going to come here, the Patriots may be saying, all right, well, we're going to lose him. Crap. There might be actual tampering here, which normally we wouldn't care about, but we really wanted this guy. We're going to get some compensation back.
I feel like that's pretty aggressive, though.
Yeah.
That's pretty aggressive. Yeah, that's aggressive. Because one of my other thoughts about this whole thing is, if this is still Bob McNair's franchise, then I imagine that Cal and Janice McNair cannot be thrilled with this.
Uh-huh.
That's one of my biggest thoughts this morning.
Optics of it.
Yes. I cannot imagine that Janice and Cal McNair are thrilled about their franchise now being implicated on a tampering charge.
You know what? It's a charge at this point.
And I know.
It's tampering. It's not.
But this is the same ownership group that was upset at their coach cursing on Hard Knocks. Okay? This is the same ownership group. So, the optics here are not necessarily great.
I know what you're saying. I frankly, I'm trying not to say I don't care at all, because I don't think that's completely true.
I don't care.
This feels a whole lot more like the Patriots whining than it does the Texans' malfeasance or anything.
Okay.
If the Patriots want to pretend like this stuff doesn't happen all the time and that this isn't the way the business is done, then so be it. But I'm not going to sit here and wring my hands over, oh my gosh, the Texans, what happened? They used to be so pure, and now they're doing things like having conversations with friends. I just, maybe Cal McNair cares about that. I don't think that people should fret about this all that much.
I'm not saying people. I'm just saying the ownership.
Right.
I'm saying Cal and Janice.
Yes. My advice to them is don't sweat this.
They should not
care. This is like, remember Days of Thunder? Where Robert Duvall is like, that's rubbing, son, and rubbing's racing. This is rubbing. This is a little bit of just, this is bumping up against people a little bit. And rubbing is racing.
Okay, so I'm wondering if the tampering.
Bob Kraft knows a little bit about rubbing. He knows all about it.
I'm wondering
seriously, Mike, you think the McNairs are going to worry about looking bad because dirty old man Kraft is coming after
us?
This is almost like we're the victims here. We got the dirty old man coming after us. The dirty old man's trying to claim moral superiority. Well, what the hell is this? I'm not going to sit here and be called a scoundrel by Robert Kraft. My goodness.
I'm going to keep going back to this, though. The Texans can't beat the Patriots on the field. Now we're going to try to beat them off the field for one of the most important people they have in their building. Color me skeptical as to whether the Texans actually get this done.
Mm-hmm.
And now, with these tampering charges, another angle to this is, okay, what is this going to do when it comes to the timing of all this? Because how much of this is going to delay the possibility of hiring Nick Casario? Because now you got to do this investigation, I guess, with the NFL, see what happens. Does that take a week? Does it take 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Does it take a month? And then the other part of it, which is all the reports are that their backup candidate is also a guy from the Patriots in Monty Osenfor.
Oh, that's right. That makes it a little bit more difficult if they tampered with him as well.
So how does all of this affect Monty Osenfor if they can't hire Nick Casario?
So the biggest fear here in terms of everything blowing up in your face for the Texans, in my mind, would be that Casario ran like a good little boy back to Bill Belichick and told his daddy. And that's when all of this blew up, which would mean that you're not going to get Casario. You might get punished with a draft pick. And you're also obviously out of a GM for this moment. And you're out on Monty Ossenfort, too.
And well, that's my question. Would they?
So that's the worst case scenario. Yes.
Would they be out on Monty Ossenfort in that situation? Maybe.
Is if Nick Caserio wants to be here, he'll be here. It's just that the Texans are going to have to pay to get him.
Is that definite, though? What if they didn't tamper?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm saying like the worst, worst case scenario would be that. Best worst case scenario is that he wants to be here and they might have to give up some compensation. I would imagine that there's not any actual evidence. And I don't know if the NFL wants to set the precedent of, okay, we're going to go digging around text messages. Like, we're going to go full bore search and seizure on what looks to be right now circumstantial evidence. All it looks like at this point is that maybe Bob Kraft is a little miffed that they did this at his house. This was done on Thursday. Jack Easterby, and it's ironic that Jack Easterby is the guy that was brought here because of his high moral fiber. Don't get me wrong. That part of it is ironic. But Jack Easterby and Nick Caserio had a conversation, like friends do, at a ring ceremony. The next day, Brian Gain is fired, and that's the evidence. That's all that I know right now. I mean, did they tap the conversation? Was somebody recording it on their phone? Did somebody overhear and they're going to be they're going to testify? I highly doubt all of that.
It is suspicious circumstantial evidence, right?
Yeah.
It's suspicious.
It's very much like, are the Patriots just saying, well, look, it makes sense. It makes sense that he would have done that. That's the same as like, I saw you in that neighborhood 3 hours before the bank was robbed. It makes sense that it was you.
I mean, Bob Kraft probably understandably feels like he is trying to, he's being deceived or duped or something along those lines.
He understands the legal system. I'll tell you that much. And yes. This isn't technically the legal system, but this is
the NFL legal system.
How's he going to squirt his way out of this? Nobody knows.
All right, well, take your reactions. How do you guys feel the Texans have been accused of tampering by the New England Patriots, the paragon of virtue?
The accuser is the Patriots. That's like a multiple-time felon giving me crap for a misdemeanor. That is the weird thing, because this would be a relative. It's a serious crime, but it's also one that doesn't get reported or complained about when it's stuff like this. It's strange. It's strange that they're reacting this way, other than that they've already lost a bunch of personnel this year
and I think that's
on their
part
coaching staff. So and they do genuinely really like Nick Caserio.